Well, good morning. Happy Easter to all of you. So glad that you're here. I'm going to say Christ is risen, and you're going to repeat, Christ is risen indeed. You got that? Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Christ has risen.
Christ has risen indeed.
Amen. He certainly has. Let's stand together. We're going to join and song together, page 217. Christ the Lord is risen today. So let us stand now and sing that praise to the Lord. Page 217. Welcome everyone here. So glad that you're all here on this very special Easter Sunday, and I hope that all of you were able, or at least some of you were able, to come early enough to get that wonderful breakfast that the youth served us this morning. That was so wonderful, and hopefully your bellies are full. Maybe, hopefully you don't fall asleep during the service now because of that, but we certainly enjoyed that. Appreciate the youth doing that this morning, and what a blessing it was to have that fellowship time here together on Easter Sunday. Just a few announcements I'd like to begin with here. If you have your bulletin, you can notice in here, there's a couple things just take note of. Also, first of all, just that this leadership team, they have a meeting on the 26th. So if you're on that team, you need to take note of that. The meeting will be with the district team again, and we're continuing to have conversations and keep the church updated on our movement through the separation process. If you have questions about that, you can talk to Ron, but we want to be transparent and make sure that the church is up to date on all that we're doing with the district. Also, just a reminder about a ladies' luncheon. I think there is a sign-up sheet there on the kitchen door, And I don't know if there's any names on there yet. Is there? No, not yet. So we're hoping to get some ladies' names on that list, because they're going to do a luncheon here. They're going to have special music from that program, and they're going to have a meal. So there's a lot of work going into it, and we hope that you can come. If you're a lady, come and participate in that. And that's kind of close to Mother's Day, so what a nice treat. Maybe you can bring your mother or bring your daughter. So what are your sisters? Yeah, bring your sister. It's not just, right, it's open to your family and friends. And just be sure to share that and tell them to come enjoy that. Starts at 11 a.m. Again, there is a sign-up sheet there on the kitchen door. So that way they just have an idea how many are coming. If you have more questions about that, you can certainly talk to Michelle or Lee, and they will keep you informed on all that information. Okay, also, we have some booklets out there on the Narthex on the table for the disaster ministries auction. That's not that far away, May 20th, 21st. I hope that you can pick one of those booklets up and maybe plan that weekend to be a part of the disaster work and the relief fundraising that will be going on. We look forward to that. And I think I'm going to actually take something to donate this year. We cut a tree down here at the church, an old tree, probably predates the church itself. And so I'm going to try to make something out of that and put it in the auction. And maybe it'll bring some money, maybe not, but hopefully it would do something to help out in fundraising for the disaster auction. So what a good thing, and we want to be in prayer for that as well. Also, there's just a few thank yous on the back. Certainly we thank all those that worked for the breakfast this morning. Also, I just want to say a special thank you to Janet Bell for our choir this morning. We see our choir sitting up front, and all the work that she put in. We really appreciate that, Janet, and appreciate our choir being able to share here with us this morning also. Are there other announcements that you'd like to share at this time? Anything that I've forgotten? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, on this Easter Sunday, Lord, we thank you that the darkness is now over, and Lord, that your light has now shined upon us. Lord, we no longer exist in the darkness of doubt or the darkness of your death, but Lord, we are gathered here in the light of your resurrection, the light of the hope that comes knowing that we do not serve a dead Savior, but we serve a living Savior. And Lord, we have that blessed hope that even as we sang in our opening hymn, Lord, that even as you have risen from the grave, Lord, we will rise as well. We too have the eternal resurrection hope. Lord, we thank you for the life that you have promised to us. And Lord, the proof that you have shown us even through your cross and your resurrection, Lord, that you have power over death and you have defeated the grave once and for all. Lord, we praise you here this morning. We gather in your Son Jesus' name. We praise his name together. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to, as they come forward to light our candles, I'm going to call now on the choir, a Moscow choir, to share with us the Easter song.
Bells ringing, they're singing, cry and be bold.
stand now for our call to worship. If you have your bulletins, you'll find this in the inside of your bulletin. It says, after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. He is not here. He is risen. Hallelujah." Turn in your hymnals to page 220. He Lives, page 220. I know that's a little different than what you're reading, but that was a mistake. Your bulletins are wrong and I'm right. Always trust me. Now, I'm not always right, but I am in this particular situation. Page 220. He Lives.
Salvation to impart. You ask me.
I'm so glad that we picked that hymn there. Isn't that just beautiful? He lives, doesn't he? We know he lives. He walks with us. He talks with us. We feel his presence, don't we? We know that he lives. We don't serve a dead Savior. We serve a living Savior, and he is alive today. We gather here rejoicing because our Savior lives. Amen?
Amen.
We're not here in pity or sorrow, but we're here with joy in our hearts because our Savior lives. He lives. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this Easter Sunday, Lord. We thank you that we can rejoice that you live. Lord, we've come here celebrating this morning that you are a risen Savior. Lord, that death could not defeat your Son, but your Son defeated death. Lord, we thank you that you have risen from the grave. And Lord, that we pray and worship a risen Savior. Lord, we praise you here this morning. What a blessing it was that first Resurrection Sunday. Lord, when everyone realized that the Savior was alive. Lord, I could just imagine the excitement that spread through Jerusalem, the joy, Lord, just the overall feeling of wonder and amazement that Jesus lives. And Lord, I think we still, today, I pray we still feel that joy and that excitement within our heart here this morning. As again, we proclaim that our Savior is not dead. He was in the tomb but 3 days, and he rose from the grave. Lord, we praise him this morning. We praise a Savior that conquered death. Lord, he conquered death not only for himself, but praise be to God, he conquered death for all of us, once and for all. And Lord, we thank you for that. Blessings, Lord, that you've bestowed upon us, not because we're worthy, Lord, but because you are truly worthy. Lord, we give you praise and glory here this morning. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, I'm going to call now on our ushers to come forward and to collect our tithes and our offerings. Let's stand together in prayer. You bow your heads with me. Gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you here this morning. Lord, we bring forth our offerings to you at this time, but Lord, we bring forth more than our offerings. Lord, we are offering our praise, our love to you. We're offering our hearts. Lord, we're promising and we're offering to you our devotion of love and thanks. Lord, we bring all these things before your altar here this morning. Lord, because you have blessed us, Lord, above all things. Lord, you have given us your own Son. Lord, he was willing, we know, to take upon himself, Lord, our sin. Lord, he's taken upon himself our misdeeds, our sinful things. And Lord, he is in exchange given us his righteousness. And Lord, he was willing to bear that penalty upon the cross. Lord, your cross shows us the seriousness of sin. Lord, that for our sin, your Son Jesus had to die. That's how serious it is. But Lord, your cross also shows us, Lord, the depth of your great love for each one of us. Thank you, Father, we have a Savior that was willing to die. And Lord, we thank you that even as he laid down his life, that he, even as he said, he had power to raise it up again. Lord, death could not keep him down. Death could not defeat our Savior, but he lives. Lord, we offer our offerings this morning to you as our way of confessing our love, our devotion, and our future hope. That, Lord, even where your Son is, we will be also, as he said. Lord, that he's went ahead to prepare for us a place that we might dwell with him. Lord, that we too might take part in the power of the resurrection. Lord, we thank you for that hope that we each have through Jesus. Lord, I pray that you bless each one of us on this Easter Sunday here. Lord, as our minds reflect again upon the joy in which we have received because Jesus has risen from the grave. Lord, we give you all praise and glory. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. You may be seated. It's my pleasure again to call upon our choir to share with us that Christ has arose. Thank you, choir. Just a blessing to have our choir back together again. And we again thank Janet Bell for all her work in getting our choir ready. I guess one thought, though, is we do miss Jean, and we pray for her. I know she'll be listening to this service online, and we certainly miss Jean. Our prayers are with her, and as she battles cancer. And she texted me this morning, she wished she could be here with each one of us. So our prayers are with her. I know there's not just her, but there's others as well that would like to be with us this morning and aren't able to do that for one reason or another, and certainly our prayers are with all those who can't be with us. Okay, I want you to turn your Bible to John chapter 11, verse 21 through 27. What does the resurrection mean for me? You ever ask that question of yourself? What does the resurrection mean for me? Well, we know what it meant for Jesus. He was dead, but now he lives, right? He arose. He's no longer in the grave. He was in the tomb for 3 days, but the resurrection meant that he was back to life, that he was alive, that he had conquered death. But what does the resurrection mean for me personally, or for you personally? And so I want you to turn to John chapter 11, a very familiar story here. And the teaching really of how it applies, the resurrection to you and to me, Jesus taught that. He gave a miracle, a very remarkable miracle of the raising of Lazarus, the resurrection of Lazarus. And Jesus spoke some pretty important words that we want to look at here together this morning. So starting there, verse 21, it said, "Now Martha said to Jesus," well, let me back up a little bit, verse 17. "Now when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother." Verse 20. "Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out to meet him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give it to you.' And Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha said to him, 'I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day.' And Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?' And she said to him, 'Yes, Lord, I believe. And you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into this world.'" Yeah, I'm so glad that we're here on this Easter morning to celebrate this resurrection of Christ. It's important for us to do that, isn't it? To remember and to give God thanks for Christ who is risen from the dead. And we come celebrating that. I heard a story about a man who was on a trip with his wife and his cranky mother-in-law. And they went on vacation to the Holy Land. What an amazing trip that was. And they were having a great time. But tragically, the mother-in-law was in an accident and she died. And so she had passed away there, and of course that was such a tragic thing. But they were trying to make plans and arrangements then for what to do next. And of course the undertaker came and talked to them about, you know, having her body either buried there in the Holy Land, or that she could be shipped back then to the States. Well, the undertaker said to have her shipped back to the States, it would cost you $5,000. But to have her buried here in the Holy Land was only $150. Well, the man, he thought about it for a while, and then he made the difficult decision of going ahead and having her shipped back to America. And the undertaker thought, well, that's kind of curious that this man would spend that much money to send his mother-in-law back home, 5,000 versus 150. And he asked the man, he said, well, you know, why would you make that decision? It's certainly a nice place to have your mother-in-law laid to rest. And the man said, well, I heard that 2,000 years ago there was a man buried, and after 3 days he rose from the grave. And I just can't take any chances. That did happen, didn't it? Well, about 2,000 years ago, there was a man that was buried in 3 days. The scripture tells us he rose from the grave. The stone was rolled away. You know, someone said the stone was rolled away not so Jesus could get out, but so that we could see in. So the disciples could enter in and see that Jesus was no longer there. That he was alive. He had risen from the grave. 2,000 years ago, one man did go to the grave and rise again. And his name was Jesus. You know, the Bible says if Christ is not raised, that our preaching is in vain. That is, all that we do is useless. If Christ is still in the grave, his bones were still there today, then all that we do is in vain. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:14 says that very thing. But listen, what we do is not in vain. Our preaching is not in vain. Our rejoicing, our celebration is not in vain, because Jesus is alive. He's not dead, but he's risen again. You know, I counted up that there has been 1,990 Easter Sundays since Jesus was risen. We know Jesus was raised from the grave in 32 AD, and so if you count forward, that puts you at 1,990 Easter celebrations that have taken place since the resurrection of Christ. Isn't that amazing? Kind of brings it closer to us a little bit, doesn't it? Doesn't feel that far away, really, if you think about it in that term. 1,990 years. Do you know the celebration hasn't diminished one bit, has it? It doesn't go stale, does it? The celebration of Christ's victory over the grave. It doesn't wax old. It doesn't diminish in any form or fashion. But we continue, even as they did almost 2,000 years ago today, we celebrate the victory that Jesus had over the grave. Now, our story this morning highlights really the importance of the resurrection of Jesus. I guess I could say a profound statement here. The resurrection of Jesus has more meaning and power than simply Jesus no longer being dead. It applies to us personally, doesn't it? The resurrection of Christ is a personal victory for you and for me. It's not just Jesus no longer being dead, but we personally receive something because Jesus is alive. Now, Jesus showed us exactly what that something is when we come to our story here today with Lazarus being resurrected from the grave himself. This was given to us. Jesus said that these things were done to show us something. These things were done for a reason. Lazarus died for a purpose, that in his life would be a teaching, an example, that even as Lazarus rose up from the grave, that we would rise again as well. Amen? That we too would rise one day from the grave. Listen, the resurrection doesn't just apply to Jesus. That's great, and we love that Christ is alive, but the resurrection is so much more than that, because it applies to us as well. And that's what the resurrection of Lazarus is showing us. That we too, through Christ, while dead, can live. That's what Jesus said. Now, if you remember the story here that we kind of picked up in the middle of it, but remember Lazarus, he lay sick, didn't he, in Bethany. And the word was sent out by Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus. They wanted to send word to Jesus and let him know, because he was a far distance away, that he should come immediately because their brother was sick. He was sick and he was dying, and they knew it. And they hoped that Jesus could hurry and come that he might heal Lazarus, as he had done so many others. You know, Jesus worked mighty miracles. And they knew that if Jesus could come, that he could do something about Lazarus being sick, even unto death. If you read back through the story, you'll see that after he received the message, it says that Jesus tarried. It's just amazing that he didn't come immediately. Here's a need, a friend, a close friend of Jesus. And yet Jesus tarried, it says. He didn't come. He didn't come. And the disciples, they wondered why he didn't come. But he even says to them that he was going, that Lazarus slept because God was going to teach them something, show them something, even through the miracle of Lazarus' resurrection. Now, we see here that Martha, in our scripture, she runs out to meet Jesus. And Mary kind of stays behind. It's kind of curious, isn't it, why she would do that. I thought maybe Mary was disappointed with Jesus. She didn't understand why Jesus tarried so long. Maybe she was frustrated. Maybe she was just too filled with grief and sorrow for the loss of her brother that she could not go out to meet Jesus. But Martha, she went. And Martha boldly kind of speaks for both of them when she says in verse 22, "If you would have been here, my brother would not have died." I almost hear some frustration in that statement. Jesus, if you would have just been here, I told you days ago. She knows how long it took to travel that amount of distance. He could have been there, but he wasn't. Jesus, if you would have been here, I know my brother would still be alive. But then the following statement she makes, it's a profound one. Maybe one of the most profound statements of faith in all the Bible. But I know, she says, that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. Isn't that a profound statement of faith? I didn't realize it until I looked at it again with fresh eyes this year, or just this past week. What a profound statement of faith that Martha makes. She knows that her brother's dead. He's been in the grave for 4 days. And yet she makes a statement, "But I know, Lord, that whatever you ask, that God will give you." That's a statement that she's saying she believes in faith that Jesus can raise her brother from the grave. That Jesus has authority. He has power over the grave. And that if Jesus sought for her brother to be alive, that he would be. Mary found faith, didn't she? She found faith. Boy, what a lesson for us in our own disappointments. Sometimes we get to a place in our own disappointments. Rather than coming to a place of faith, we come to a place of doubt, don't we? We just stay like Mary in the house, angry. Well, I don't know why Jesus didn't come. Or so upset and filled with sorrow that we don't seek God in faith. But Martha comes forth. She seeks God. And because of this, Jesus shows us a great miracle here. Now, what does the resurrection mean for you and me? Well, first of all, it means that death is not final. Death is not final. One of my favorite verses in Scripture is found there in 1 Corinthians where it says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God. He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." God overcomes death, doesn't he? Death is not final. It's not. Because Christ has risen from the dead, death has been defeated. Christ put to death death. It's kind of a crazy statement, isn't it? Death itself was put to death upon the cross. The Bible says to us that Jesus, He is literally the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through one man, so the resurrection of the dead comes also through one man. For one man, Adam, got us into this trouble, and basically the Bible says one man got us out. And that man is Jesus, the second Adam. The first Adam failed. The second Adam didn't. Death has been defeated. Death is final. Or is not final, it's not absolute. Number two, it means that whoever believes, Jesus says there, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus and me will live even though they die. I said a statement a few weeks ago, I was talking about how death has been defeated, but yet people still die. It can kind of somewhat seem like death has not been defeated. But death has been defeated, friends. It has. I think, and the statement I made is that death has been defeated, it just doesn't fully know it yet. It just doesn't fully know it. One day, God will do away with death altogether, won't He? And we will rise, those who are dead from the grave, is what the Bible said. Paul said it to the Thessalonians, I do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, but those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others grieve, as those who do not have hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep. Behold, Paul said to the Corinthians, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable and we shall be changed. Listen, friends, because of Christ, because of His victory over death, it says that those who believe will live even as He lives. You know, Lazarus died. And this is the example. This is the picture I want you to see. Lazarus died, but was death final for him? By the power of Christ, death could not hold Lazarus, could they? Could he? Death could not hold Lazarus in the grave because Jesus had power over death. Listen, the same power that Jesus applied to Lazarus that day, He has going to apply to us as well. He already has. And even as Lazarus rose from the grave, we will one day also, is what the Bible says. You know, the Bible doesn't even like to use, in the New Testament, it doesn't even like to use the word death. It likes to use the word asleep. Because it recognized that the body was going to rise again, even as Christ rose, even as Lazarus rose from the grave. Listen, friends, death is not final. And Jesus says, even as I live, you will live also. Lastly, it means that whoever believes in Jesus will never die. That's what Jesus said. If you believe in me, you will never die. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever, verse 26, believes, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Shall never die. You know, the word believe there is used three times. Three times in just that short little piece of scripture. Those three little verses there. You see Jesus using the word believe three different times. You know, maybe believe is the most important word in our English language. Maybe it is. Believe. Because with that word comes either eternal glory or eternal punishment. It all hinges on that one word, believe. And that's why Jesus says to Martha, do you believe this? All of her eternal future hinged on that one word, believe. All that I've said about the glories of heaven depend on that one word, believe. If we're to receive eternal life, if we're to receive the resurrection from the death ourselves, from death ourselves, then we too have to believe. If we don't believe, none of these things apply, do they? Do you believe, Martha? I believe that question is still being asked today. Here we are almost 2,000 years later. The question is being asked this morning of each one of you. Do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that He has power and authority over death? Do you believe that through His sacrifice upon the cross that He has forgiven all your sins? Do you believe? That's the question that's asked this morning. And all of eternity hinges on that answer that you give. I pray that you believe. Martha's answer was spot on. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. She believed, didn't she? And the power of God was seen, and the dead rose from the grave because she believed and because Jesus was able. Praise God for the power of the resurrection. So this Resurrection Sunday is so important. It just doesn't apply to Christ, friends. It applies to you personally. As you believe, you too have overcome death. Even though you die, like Lazarus, he said, even though he dies, his death is not final. He will live again. Whoever believes in me shall live forever. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the example of Lazarus and what you gave us just a few short days, even before you yourself was put to death, laid in a tomb, and then rose again. Lord, we know that Lazarus died for a purpose. Lord, to show us that, Lord, even though while we taste death here, Lord, we don't choke on it. It's not final. It's not absolute. But even as we have believed in your Son, we have received the eternal promises that we too will be raised to life. Lord, we thank you for the resurrection in which you have promised, not just to Lazarus, but to all who believe. Thank you, Father. We praise you here this morning on this blessed Easter morning. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Okay, we're going to gather now in our closing hymn. And it's going to be page 105, He is Lord. Page 105. I hope you're familiar with this one. If not, we'll do the best we can. But it is a beautiful hymn. Let's stand together and sing. Page 105.
Servant, a shepherd, yet a lamb.
mighty wall. The stone that held him in was rolled aside. The Prince of Life and Glory was lifted over all. Now earth and heaven echoes with the cry. He is Lord, He is Lord. He has risen from the grave and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Isn't that just a beautiful hymn? And there, the message of the resurrection is right there. He is Lord, isn't He? I pray that you believe that you have made Him your Lord. If you haven't, will you bow your heads with me now? Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, if any be here now that hasn't made you Lord or hasn't been putting you first in their life, I pray that they'll even now with me make this prayer their plea. Lord, we believe, I believe that your Son Jesus came to this earth, that He died, that He was willing to take upon Himself my sin. I believe that He is my Savior. And I turn now from my wickedness and sin, a life that seeks after my own self-pleasures, and I seek now to live a life that is pleasing to my God and my Lord. I dedicate my life to Him, even as He dedicated His life to me. And Lord, I seek to please Him every day that I get up out of bed and seek to do His will. Lord, fill us, I pray, with your Holy Spirit as your children. And Lord, fill us with the power of your resurrection each and every day. Lord, we praise you. We bless your name on this holy day. Bless us as we go, I pray. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen.